guys, you're listening to Lather Talk. This is your host, John, a.k.a. Lather Hog. And with me, as always, is my co-host, Gerard.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
It's been a while, guys, so we're so glad to be here with you in the year 2021. So goodbye and good riddance to 2020. Happy New Year to everyone.
Even though 2020 is still around.
Yes. We're not in the clear by any means whatsoever as far as real world stuff. But it's been quite a while since Gerard and I have spoken for the podcast. The last episode dropped beginning of December, but we actually recorded it, you know, probably a few weeks before that. So it's been over a month, and you'll just hear a lot of catch up today from Gerard and myself, but we do have a few things to get to as well. I want to hit the topic of current top three razors, as well as fielding some listener questions that you guys were kind enough to submit when I called for questions in December on Instagram. But Gerard, why don't you give us a bit of a recap on just, you know, what's life been like shaving wise, or, you know, outside real life interests and all good things?
Yeah, I mean, so far, you know, life's been good. My son is, as of this, just a tad over 9 months old, and he is just growing way too quickly. Everyone's a little bit different, but I mean, he's just a big boy and everything. I think he's like 25 pounds already.
Wow.
Like he's just growing so fast. And, you know, like, I remember like bringing him home and he's just like this little thing. And now I'm just like, God, you're like heavy, kid. And then he just like squirms and all that stuff. That's the stage where I'm at right now with him. So I mean, that's all good. Work's been good. Shaving wise, I want to say it's kind of, you know, you're always picking up stuff, right? But I think, sometimes, you know, we have like these moments where we get excited because like so many things that we are interested in are coming out. But I feel like maybe in like the last couple of months of 2020, I would pick up some stuff here and there, but there wasn't anything that's just like, I got to get that like right away. Or not at least, rather than like blind buying it, mm-hmm. you know, waiting for some feedback from some people and just saying, what do you think about this? And they're like, oh, I like it. Or like, no, don't worry about it. Other than that, it's been good. I think just trying to almost like slow down as far as like, you know, the shave routine and stuff like that. I think, you know, if you follow me on Instagram or anything like that, I was kind of going hard probably early in the middle of the year with the posts. And then it's not that I wasn't shaving. It's just I just wasn't taking the time to like take the picture, get everything like nice and ready, mm-hmm. just shaving just for the sake of shaving and whatnot. So, and I think that's kind of carrying over to this year. Again, just like kind of like enjoying stuff, not necessarily like letting my like facial hair grow out like too much. But you know, instead of like every day, maybe going 2 or 3 days and that's it. Just again, slowing down, and I think there, in it, I'm kind of just enjoying myself more because I'm not so focused on pushing content or anything like that.
Did you wind up, because we recorded before Thanksgiving and Black Friday, did you wind up picking up anything, Black Friday sales or even, over the holidays, Christmas and whatnot?
I should probably look, you know, and just, you know, go back and see my emails if I did. I'm sure, I mean, I did. I know I did, but like it was already basically a month and a half ago. So, I know I picked up Summer Break Soap's Valedictorian, which is an excellent tobacco scent. Very much an artisan that's under the radar for, I think, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up Declaration Grooming Opulence. I think that was probably maybe in October, though. Maybe October, November. Again, I don't know. Like, I feel like Scott's like dropped so much stuff.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to keep track, like, when, you know, when something came out. Which is not, I mean, not complaining by any means. The knotting service. So I got a couple of knots.
That's right.
And a couple of handles. They came in the first week of December. I ended up getting, and I should actually take a picture. I put them in a couple of my daily or shave of the day photos, mm-hmm. but I haven't like taken pictures of them like straight up. So one is a B9A Plus in a Wild West Brushworks handle. And then the other one is a B3 in a Summer Break Soaps handle. So those, you know what? That's probably why I didn't get a lot of software, because yeah. I dropped the money on two knots. So,
yeah.
You know, knotting services. So I'm just like, you know, I did buy for like stocking stuffers. I bought a bunch of Sterling bath soaps.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I think I bought like 20 bath soaps, and it came in this incredibly well packaged box in a like a FedEx envelope or like a padded envelope, and I'm just like, dude, this is like perfectly packed to the brim, and it probably weighed like 10 to 15 pounds. So
it's like, yeah, a special Tetris skill.
You know what, they do good work over there, so can't complain about that. Yeah, I think a couple of others here. Paganini's Violin, the special re-release for the Reddit wet shaving sub. So I do have a tub of the original. I'm sure a couple of things here and there. But yeah, not bad. But like I said, definitely didn't go. If I went crazy, it was probably like over summer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's a new year, so I can't say there isn't stuff that's, you know, on the radar that I'll probably end up picking up. How about you?
Yeah, well, I was going to mention that kind of very similarly. So Black Friday, I didn't get anything at all. Not to say there weren't things on sale or things that might pique my interest, but wanting to slow down, wanting to appreciate what I had. And I think December was pretty sparse in general. And this is probably from like training over the years from my wife. It's like, stop, don't buy anything for yourself in that lead up to Christmas, because people are like, family members are trying to get you stuff. So like, just back up. So, okay. And that was a good way to just restrain myself. I think at most I might've gotten like two soaps or something. To do videos with, like, for West Coast Shaving, the Daily Shave, which it kind of counts, kind of doesn't, since it's for quote unquote work. But can't say so, like, for I've had some purchases since kind of like the new year. We can get to that a little bit later as far as things that we're looking forward to. But it was nice as far as just appreciating what I had, getting in, you know, a few more rotations. In general, I think December went by really quick, and then we had, as far as like real life stuff, we had originally planned to go see some of my family in a safe manner, but due to some car issues and just lingering worry about just COVID exposure, etc., we decided to stay here for that break. And then, you know, with my wife's a teacher, my kids are in school, they all had breaks, so I've taken the week off already. And I have to say that it was a really restful week, that time between Christmas and New Year's, just to recharge. I think we try to go on like nature walks, hikes, and saw some really cool stuff. We're usually very much homebodies, me and my wife, but now we take, you know, while we can. Especially New England in the winter, like if we can get out, we're gonna get out. And saw some cool stuff. nature and all that. all that's been to location, nearby locations we've never been to before. So that's kind of the silver lining around all that. Also cooked and ate a bunch of good food. Did a prime rib roast for New Year's. Had some sushi and then Christmas. So
like 6 or 7 people I know did prime ribs for either Christmas weekend or New Year's weekend.
And yeah, it's a thing. I guess we do turkey for Thanksgiving too, so usually people want to mix it up. And yeah, so it was a last minute decision to cancel our trip. So luckily I was able to like go to Costco and find a prime rib roast with no problem. It actually came out really well. We love food. I know Gerard loves food too.
Did you do the Kenji method? Did you do the Chef John method? did you do slow for 6 hours or whatever, or however long? Like, did you do it like
it definitely slow? It definitely wasn't 6 hours, but it was. So the method we went was pretty simple. And my wife's family, more so than mine, does a prime rib roast for the holidays. So she cut slits into the roast and shoved like a whole clove of garlic. Yep. So she's about to go and put in a dozen and like, oh wait, no, maybe I should cut back just in case it's too much for the kids. So I think between like 6 and 8 cloves of garlic got shoved in there. And then Hawaiian, because that the big Hawaiian red sea salt,
mm-hmm.
and pepper. Like, and honestly, that's all. It went in at 500 degrees for like 15, 20 minutes to get nice color.
And then you turn it off.
Turn it down to 200 for the remaining time. And for anyone who cooks out there or even burgeoning cooks, I want to do like a roast or turkey or whatever, get a thermometer. It's just a digital thermometer that can stick into the roast, and then you have the monitor outside. So instead of guesswork, taking it in and out of the oven, I just set to the temperature. Oh, I want it to go to 135 degrees or whatever. And then it'll sound the alarm when it hits that temperature, as opposed to 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours. It's made it like foolproof.
There you go. There's the secret, everybody. So now I know some people do that, yeah, that blast it with high heat in the beginning and then they just drop it down. And then you don't open, like if you don't have the thermometer, I've heard, like you just do not open it for like 2.5 hours or whatever.
Yeah, it went at least 3. It definitely went 3. Like I can't remember. Otherwise it messes up the temperature. Besides the blasting at 500, I could have just also seared it on a cast iron and then put it in. So however you want to brown it.
And I've also heard people do the opposite method where they go low for a few hours and then they do the sear at the very end.
Yes, or that's right.
Or they'll go like a searsol, which is like looks like a torch.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then they get the perfect sear, so... But this is the Lather Talk podcast, not the Prime Rib podcast. Well, maybe that's the next one, in the works.
It could be. We do, yeah. We like to cook. We like to eat. It's a source of life and pleasure.
So that's good, though. And definitely, like I tell people, like cooking is my therapy.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
Yeah, just being able to eat, your hard work, and if you get good at it, you know that's delicious work. So, looks like razor. Like, are we talking about razors, like, and stuff that you're enjoying, hardware wise?
Yeah, I think I kind of like that. We talked a little bit. It gives us a chance to just spotlight whatever product we're really like. We discovered it, or we're just using it a lot, and. The product I wanted to share was actually something that Gerard let me borrow, and that was the Rockwell 6S, so the stainless steel. I already owned the Rockwell 6C, which is like a chrome plated pot metal.
Yeah, zinc pot metal.
Zinc, yeah.
Zinc alloy.
Very, very solid razor all around. And I think, I don't know what made me curious about it, but I was like, let me give this a go. I've heard some differences, weight being a big one, and obviously the actual material it's made of, but I absolutely loved it, Gerard. So, I think I thanked you in some YouTube videos, but I really enjoyed using it. Like, it's familiar, but it was really, I don't know. Yeah.
So the shave itself, and I tell people this, like, because, you know, I guess, like, you know, like, design, like, measurements wise, it's supposed to be the same thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But just because it is a little bit heavier, it's like a matte finish, cold stain, you know, like, it feels cold on your skin, you know, like, or like, if especially if it's like fresh. And I don't know, like, it, like, I don't want to say the drag feels different, but maybe, like, yeah, as I'm doing
the face classes, feel, the face just, feels just it feels, different.
It feels different. And, you know, what plate did you end up going with most of the time?
I went with my usual, which was R4 and R5. Yeah, and I used R6 once, which is fine, but it was kind of like, it's more than I needed. Not that it doesn't really get too aggressive for anyone who's like worried, like, even on the highest setting, it's still a pretty medium at most razor. So yeah, anyone chasing like a lot of blade feel, a lot of efficiency, probably not the razor for you.
Yeah, definitely not. And it's funny, like, I mean, I've used that razor, and then I've had like a bunch of other razors as well. And I'm like, do I ever want to really get rid of this one? And it's like, not really, because I get such good shaves with it. Yeah. Like, I can get a good shave in my sleep with that razor.
You really could, especially on one of the lower plates. You could be holding a conversation.
Yeah. It's like, I'll put an R3 with a feather, or I'll put R4 with a silver blue or a Nasset or something like that. And yeah, just smooth, you know, just BBS shave, like, no problem, you know? And I think it's one of those razors that's both, you know, it's like both overrated and underrated for what it is.
Yeah.
You know, because some people are just like, oh, you know, the 6S, just get, you know, the Carve, or get, you know, the Tatara, or get the whatever, you know, and... which I have both too, and I'm probably going to talk about that, you know, but I'm like, it's probably the cheapest, one of the cheapest stainless steel razors that you can get. And it just works. It's a good workhorse razor. So
yeah.
I mean, you're not going to hear me, like, you know, bash anyone for using it, because it works great.
For sure. Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like you said, the price point and what its competitors are. The only thing that beats it, as far as stainless steel, I believe, are the Razor Rock Game Changer and some of their offerings, which are like, some of them are like, depending which one, $50, $60, $70. Mm-hmm. That's really, that might be the best deal as in wet shaving, as far as like stainless steel razors go. But all around performance, that 6S is on my radar now. I'll probably upgrade it to my 6C out. The other thing, and we've talked about this before too, is like, what razor do we eventually want to teach our kids, our sons in particular, to use? And like, I don't know. Part of me says I have a Super Speed lying around. I think injector razors actually would be a really easy way to start with.
I'm giving him a big disposable in the orange package. And I'm just going to be like, you have to use this until like you bleed. And then and then you can come to me, and we'll, you know, he needs to know how to suffer a little bit before he can, you know, reach the promised land, if you will.
Try a cartridge, because eventually, like, you know, if you're traveling or just in a pinch, you'll have to know what to do with that as well. Or
for sure.
So, I mean, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that plan.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, absolutely not. But yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna let him use like one of my premium razors from the get-go. No. I mean, you know, like I said, like, we'll show him, you know, like you said, maybe with a vintage razor. I don't know. I think I only have like, I feel it's weird to say, like, I only have, say, 8-10 razors. And I'm like, still so many compared to like people with just like one, you know. But
well, as a hobbyist, that is a small number. I think we can agree.
I don't think it's that bad. Yeah, definitely not. So, but I don't know. Like, my son's 9 months old. I'm not going to be worried about that for a while, you know? So, but yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. Total. Yeah. Either way, I'm holding on to, I think, too many Razors with that in mind. So, even like a Mercur 34C and others, like, which is what I started with. I don't think that's the one I'm going to give him, because I actually don't think that might be the best introduction to it. So this is a fun topic to always revisit as that shaving age comes closer in the long term.
I mean, I might as well give him maybe I'll just let him use a vintage Gillette Tech.
Yeah, that's a great choice.
You know,
very, very mild and forgiving.
I think one of the, you know, you're talking about Razor Rock as far as like a value with, you know, the Game Changer series for stainless steel, but even like their pot metal zinc, you know, like razors, like they have the, they also have like a Tech clone. That's like $8.
That's
true. You know?
It's hard to beat. That's really hard to beat. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if you're not even looking for stainless steel, then there's so many great budget options that are around today than when either of us started with shaving.
Yeah, I mean, you get what works, right? Like, if you're in it, you know, if you want to dip your toes into it just for the functional aspect, yeah, get yourself a cheap, you know, like a cheap razor. If it's a clone of something like this, like so many DE89, R89 clones out there.
Yep.
Razor Rock has, like I said, Razor Rock, you can, you know, go like what? Biley is one of like the cheap, like Chinese brands where you can get like stupid cheap, like $5, less than $10 or whatever. And just go from there, you know, learn good technique, learn how to like create a lather well. You know, I'm for sure giving him a synthetic, you know, my son a synthetic brush.
Yes.
Right?
Definitely.
He's not getting B9A+.
No.
Not at all. Nope. Sorry, kid. I don't know. Maybe I'll give him the, oh gosh, what was it called? It's such a, that crappy Escali.
Don't do that.
Pure Boar on Amazon. Hey, it has like
10,000. Pure Boar or Badger? Was that Badger, I thought?
No, pure badger, right? The brown single color, like it's not super high density, it is ULD, ultra low density badger. Like it is awful. It is truly an awful product by all metrics. One, you know, 100%, 0%. On my scale.
Do not buy.
No. Maybe that's how I'll get him to suffer. You know, I'll be like, all right, you can use this razor, but here's the brush you have to, you know, because that's what I learned on.
That's a very dad thing to do.
Yes. It's also a very Asian thing to do, just to like give your suffering, you know, like whatever, like, you know, mild sufferings that you had to endure as a kid you grew up with, you pass that along like to them. So
definitely the Rockwell 6S, it's not anything brand new, but definitely something I had the pleasure to use for a month, I think over a month even. So thank you again for that. But Gerard, how about you? What is your choice as far as just something you're really enjoying right now?
A couple of them I picked up. I already mentioned it, the Tatara Masamune razor, stainless steel from Portugal. Picked it up and, you know, just heard like how efficient it is. It's still very, you know, mild. I do just have the regular Masamune. I do not have the Nadachi, or I don't have the Nadachi cap or anything like that. Maybe I'll pick it up in the future, but just an excellent razor to use. Some people, you know, talk about like the design, how it's like not aesthetically pleasing to them. I'm kind of fond of it, that it's so different looking.
Yeah. Oh, no. I look very modern, very modern. Yeah. I dig it.
And another thing I picked up recently was a Colonial Silversmith razor. And it is deceptively smooth. And it's been out for quite a while. You know, and so I just heard that it was nice and smooth, so I picked it up. I ended up, I have the first version. It has, there are two handle designs with it. And so I have the first gen handle design. And then I picked up one of the stainless steel handles from West Coast Shaving that Charcoal Goods did for them. And it just pairs up very nicely. Very sleek, very nice, both matte finish. So it, you know, very, very nice setup as well. Maybe I'll send that to you in the future to check out also.
Okay. Yeah. Other than when you were telling me about it, when you purchased it, I wasn't really familiar with that one at all. So nice. That sounds good. Sounds good to me.
Those are the two big ones. At least recent ones that I've been kind of trading off on.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Since we're talking a lot about razors today, why don't we talk about our current top three favorite razors.
Can I just point back to the previous segment?
I mean, well, those are recent acquisitions, but would you, those have quickly just fallen into your top three as well?
I mean, it's probably because of recency bias.
Yeah.
You know?
Quite possibly.
You know, and so top three, it's always kind of hard because I feel like, yeah, top three favorite. Yeah, there's always going to be that, right? Like I mentioned, the Carb Christopher Bradley as well. I finally I'm selling my E-plate, you know, for that. And so nice. I'm gonna get like a, I'm trying to get a B and a C plate.
E is the only one you have then right now? Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, he's the only one I had because I picked it up, you know, second, it was the only one available
when
I picked
it up. Yeah.
So I'm like, screw it. I'll just get it and then I'll trade it later or whatever. So very efficient razor, right? Like on the E plate. If I only did one pass, probably good, you know, but on against the grain and across the grain, nope. Not for me. So, I'll probably get the B and the C plate, be good to go, you know, for most things from there. Truth be told is there's so many good razors out there. So many that I haven't even like touched yet, you know, like, I know you've talking about.
This could be a changing list, but yeah, I mean, just like a snapshot, you know, for January 2021.
Yeah, exactly. But I do want to like kind of preface it with like stuff that, you know, because of you, I'm looking at a carbon razor. Okay. Because of our friend Ross, I'm whatever about the Blackbird, but you know, or I'm sorry, the, yeah, you know, but like maybe I tried it, you know, maybe I'll look up, you know, like a titanium or, you know, I've seen some people like, do I want to go on the Wolfman list? And by the end of the year, I'll get a WR2. And I'm just like, no, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it is. 2021 is like very new. Like anything goes, you know, like who knows what's going to happen.
Find your joy however you can.
You know, to be honest, Razor, you know, RAD, the RAD, Razor Acquisition Disorder, has probably been the least of my issues. But here I am, you know, like I told you before, like we went on, I'm getting like a little mystery box of vintage Gillettes, you know, from a mutual friend. And, you know, here I am talking about all these other razors and stuff like that.
You can name drop if you want. I think he'd appreciate it.
Sure. Why not? Mr. If you go on his YouTube channel, it is HD Shaves. Shout out to HD Shaves over on, as well as on Instagram.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, I think he said he was sending me. Actually, I don't even remember. I know he's sending me a Gillette Tech with. Because I don't even know all the nuances between a lot of the vintage Gillettes, you know? Gillette New, SC, LC, you know, Malord, yeah. Aristocrat. There are like so many. And I know, and I feel like it's like dangerous waters for me to dip my toes in already. Because it's just like, you can find them like very, you know, inexpensive, you know, and stuff like that. And then now I'm going to, yeah, I just talk about, oh, I have maybe 8 to 10 razors. I'm going to have 50 vintage razors by the end of the year.
Double up. Yeah.
Triple no up, you know, and stuff like that. I was like, oh, it's only like $10, $20, you know?
That does remind me. When you sent me the Rockwell to try, you included, remind me again, is the PCAP?
Yes. It's an aluminum Gillette Tech with it's a PCAP. Yeah. So, you can see the divot in the top cap, whereas some of the techs it's more just like rounded or smooth.
Yeah.
And so yeah, you know,
I still need to use that one, but I'm currently nice. I'm currently in a straight razor deep dive.
Oh yes, you know I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit, but yeah, use it. It is because yeah. I have one. And part of the reason I gave it to you is because I have one. You know, I have the exact same razor, so. I figured why not, you know, send it over.
Awesome.
But, well, I guess, you know, top three favorite razors. If I'm actually going to answer the question,
yeah,
you know, of yes. three favorite razors right now. Yeah. I would probably put the, Tatara Masamune, in no given order, you know, mm-hmm. there. I would also put the Colonial Silversmith, you know, on there as well. And, you know, something that I've been using just kind of every now and then is actually the Gillette Red Tip.
Oh, nice one. I like that one.
It is, you know, it's just been I think I picked it up for like $10, $10 or $15 or something like that.
Ooh.
I mean, perfectly usable. I mean, I could probably use a new paint job. You know, and stuff like that, but yeah, just a killer vintage razor. You know, I know some people like the Fat Boys, you know, but like Fat Boys, like $50, $60, $80, $100. You can pick up a Red Tip for like under $20 in usable condition, and it is an excellent shave, really excellent shave.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put that on there tentatively.
Okay.
You know, just to you know throw it there.
No, I really like the Red Tip, and that's of the vintage ones. It's got a little more aggression for the vintage Gillettes, and it looks cool with the, you know, little red dial. If it's still red, like you said, the paint, you know, over time chips off. But I tried to repaint mine with some spray paint, but it didn't quite work out because it was too dribbly, or I think something with the
hobbyist paint.
Hobbyist paint. Well, a friend of mine who's local had the exact right, like he's big into vintage razors. Red. Yeah, the brick red. So he just lent it to me, so I didn't even have to buy the paint. So I was like, oh, well, I gotta use it.
If I'm gonna do it, like Hobbyist. I've thought about getting it like refinished, maybe in the original nickel. But I don't know. I think some vintage people, a lot of vintage people will just say no. That there is like, don't. Don't do it, you know,
just leave it alone kind of thing.
Yeah, like leave it alone, like keep it the way it is, like, you know, there's no need for you to like rhodium plate your red tip and stuff like that. But I don't know, part of me, I haven't, but part of me wants to. So
you do you, man.
Again, I haven't been, you know, at the time of this recording, the stimulus check hasn't come in so yet. So maybe that'll be some. Maybe that'll be, you know, be like one of the little luxuries I use it towards. You know, but who knows? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, if like the red tip becomes heavy rotation, I think that definitely bumps up that possibility, right? Get it refinished, make it last a little longer, or just make it look pretty in your photos.
Yeah, why not? Why not? So,
well, my three choices. It was pretty easy to come by, and I don't think this has changed too much. One, this is no particular order as well, but one is the Razor Rock Game Changer 0.84. That one is on its way to Girard to try out. It is, I've had the 0.84 and the milder 0.68, I think for probably over a year now. I really like both razors, but I learned with lightening up my touch, the 0.84 can be a daily driver for me. So I think the 0.68 is about to move along to greener pastures. Excellent mild razor. Mild everyday razor for anyone who kind of has that as a preference. Second choice, Gerard also mentioned, is the Carve Christopher Bradley. I have the C plate. I actually started with the B plate, Gerard, when I first got it. It was way too mild. Way too mild. I didn't even feel like any hair was coming off. So funny that I bumped up to the C and it's perfect. So even 1 to 3 days of growth, no problem.
Yeah. Was it you that loaned me your Carve originally?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, you loaned it to me, and then I ended up picking up one like afterwards. And then I think you loaned me with the C plate. And then I also had a chance to use the Christopher Bradley and stainless steel with a D plate. And then I think the D plate was a bit much for me.
Yeah.
Again, it's good to have I just wanted to have a couple of options with it. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I put the feelers out there for a B or C plate. Here's maybe for our listeners. Hit me up, because yes. if I don't have a B or C plate, and you have one to sell or possibly trade, I don't even know if I have anything, to be honest, because I'm selling the E plate for sure.
Maybe some soap. Or software. Whatever.
Anything. Other
stuff. Yeah.
You know, hit me up. Let's make a deal. Okay.
Nice.
There you go.
Yep. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Trade. It's like Pokemon cards. You got to get the right Carve plate.
That's it.
Or no, wait. Pokemon cards. You want to catch them all. So scratch that. Anyway, my last choice, third last choice, is Charcoal Goods Level 2. I have that in brass. I love that thing. I had picked up the heavier Magnum handle this past year, and that thing's just just such a pleasure to use. But definitely not an everyday razor, at least for my skin. I find it just a hair over medium, and that's the one. If I haven't shaved for like up to a week, which is not the norm, but it happens, that's the one I'll reach for. It'll just mow down any amount of growth I have with no problem.
Very nice. Yeah, no problems with the list. And like I said, I mean, I already talked about some of the razors. Maybe I'll see if there's like a pass around for, you know, a couple and stuff like that, just because, yeah, I'm so curious. I mean, I think it's one of those things where, I don't know, besides that and brushes, you can get some good variation with like materials, with designs and stuff like that. And so that'll probably be the story of my 2021, is just like the different razors I've all have been using this year.
Yeah, I guess since you brought it up, as far as like branching out, I feel like both of us are kind of been continuing, because like neither of us are really big into razors. Like, you know, when a new razor drops, we're not like immediately clamoring for it. Brushes and software, different story, but you've named a few that you definitely want to try. I think we overlap titanium. I just never tried a titanium razor. That's kind of on my list, just to borrow one at least before, because I know if I want to buy one, that's quite a step up as far as pricing goes. The haircut,
that's the shape, entire stimulus check that you're gonna be dropping.
That's right. And the haircut and shave co. I know. Like, I don't love the look of it, but I know it does a decent, and I think I want to try that before I pull the trigger on a carbon razor, which it's a nicer razor as far as, you know, amongst the, it would be a nicer razor amongst the ones I own. But just to try kind of a few similar things, I think, oh, Timeless. I've never tried anything from Timeless. I got to do a little research as far as the appropriate model, but I love to check that off as well.
There you go. There you go. Very nice.
Yeah. On your radar, as far as razors to try?
The ones I said, like, you know, maybe.
nothing in addition to the ones you listed.
I don't know. Maybe.
Blackland?
Yeah. Yeah. The Blackland Blackbird TI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just any Blackland. I haven't tried any Blackland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I got a chance to use a couple, you know, some, you know, I don't know even if it was last year or 2019, because I've used like a Paradigm single edge. I have not used the Vector, which is also another popular single edge razor. I enjoyed the Paradigm, but I just didn't want to stick with Artist Club blades.
Yeah.
So
gotcha.
I mean, but it's a beautiful razor and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I think as stuff kind of like trickles in, because I mean, some of our listeners, you know, may think different. Like, I think some of our listeners are just like, Gerard and John, you know, they know when everything is dropping at all the time, and that is not the case. Having a 9 month old, you know, any extra time I have is like you know, towards addressing like his needs and not my own anymore, and stuff like that. So yeah.
Yeah, I think just in general too, I think we have a closer read on some software drops too. I think it's just maybe amongst circles that we run into. I think it's just we're made aware of them, as opposed to some of these other like razor drops, etc. Like, we're just not really in the market for it, but who knows, and given a few months time. And
yeah, I mean, things all like, and here's the thing, right? I'm sure if we wanted to go on a razor kick, we could do it in a day. You know what I mean?
Dangerous.
So,
yeah, but you know, true. We'll see. Yes, very true.
Again, hey, I'll put it out there. You know, like, hey, if you have a razor, I'll strictly say Continental US, you know, and anything like that. And you're just like, hey, I love this razor. I think you would like it too. You know, I would love to just try it just to see, why not, screw it. You know, maybe yeah. Someone out there will say, Gerard, you should try the Carve H plate. have you seen, there was a Mad TV sketch like years ago, and they talked about, you know, like, oh, you know, they were basically making fun of the Mach 3. They're like, three blades, forget that. You should get the Mach 20. You know, and it was like, the first blade will cut the hair, the second blade cuts more of the hair, after the third blade we start to cut upon the top layer of your skin, finally we pass the nerve endings until we get to your jawbone, and then like by the end of it the person is just like completely bloodied and everything.
Awesome. But shall we move on to maybe a handful of listener questions? All right, so the first listener question we're going to tackle comes from Reyes Restores, and he asks, what's your favorite collaboration of 2020?
Favorite collaboration? The ones that I got, I would probably say, number one would probably be Australian Private Reserve and Southern Witchcraft's Grapefruit. I have the Trio, I have the Soap Splash, and the EDT. For it. It might be EDP. Just very nice, kind of earthy, dark grapefruit scent. Very nice and appropriate, you know, for, you could, I mean, it is not, even though there's a grapefruit in there, it is not an overly citrusy scent. It is a very like kind of dark deeper scent than that. appropriate for like the fall, winter time, you know, definitely. Mm. I also would say I didn't get it, but again, Australian Private Reserve and Mammoth Soaps, you know, they release Santal Noir. I think that is the fastest selling release in Mammoth's history. I believe they said like within 45 seconds, all the sets were out, like something stupid, like within less than a minute, it was gone. You know, within 3 minutes, everything was done, you know, the singles and whatnot. So
yeah,
I didn't get a chance. I didn't grab it. Again, if you maybe have, you know, there's going to be all of these things like,
no, that's a harder one to find. So yeah,
let's make a deal. Let's talk.
It's fine. You can, that platform, let people know.
But I'm sure that, you know, that would be, I'm sure if I did smell it and if I enjoyed it, I mean, that would be up there. And then, I'd probably also, you know, include, their ongoing collaboration between Declaration Grooming and Châtillon Luc is La Petite Prairie. And I very much enjoyed La Petite Prairie, you know, as well. So again, not really, you know, I'd say number one would be Grapefruit, with like honorable mentions being the other two.
Okay.
And whatnot. So what about you?
First one pops in my head. It might be because it's more recent, but it's Barbershop de los Muertos. And that was a collaboration between Murphy McNeil, Chicano Design, John Perry, and Chicano Design, or Rafa, we've had the pleasure to speak with on the podcast. It's a dupe of Amouage Jubilation 25, which actually I have that fragrance, absolutely love it. And I missed it the first time he did it a few years back. So when it came back, already having an idea of what, you know, what I was going to get, I was looking really forward to it. So I don't know if that really counts, because it's just like, I know I'm getting, but I'm still really, it's a great dupe. I guess that's the part I didn't know. So it's a great dupe. It's a dark Barbershop is the best way I would describe it. But at the same time, it's not so dark that it couldn't be all year round. I mean, in general, Barbershops, I think, are year, you know, all seasons, year round picks. This one is just a little more like the darkness just gives it stands out more. There's a Middle Eastern spice quality to it, which I love about the fragrance, that you can really get that more in the aftershave rather than the soap. But really beautiful scent. It's in the Kodiak base too, and I think that they'll keep it around, but with subsequent releases, because it's gone through two batches and they both sold out. I think future ones might just be in whichever the Aeon base, whichever Murphy and McNeil currently have as their standard base.
Nice.
Very yeah, nice. I think, yeah, I'm just looking real quick, but that's... Oh, runner-up or maybe... Honorable mention. It's got to be Zahara Signature, which was a collaboration with Gentleman's Nod. That was one of the things we said was going to happen, where more the perfuming world was going to really intersect with wet shaving, and that's perfect example for that. Lovely modern fougere. They've since released fragrance wise there's two more flankers, and I think one of the two flankers have made it into shave soap and aftershave form.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that was really big, you know, for Gentleman's Nod and everything is just, you know, I think we talked about it early, you know, like, you know, when we started the podcast that, you know, shaving, men's grooming, and the fragrance world are kind of, you know, converging, if you will, you know, whether they like it or not, you know, I think more and more people are discovering, you know, the artisan shave world and stuff like that. And as well as discovering art, you know, fragrances and stuff like that and things along that nature. So it just makes sense that you see more collabs like that, you know, from official fragrance houses and whatnot. You know, and I don't know, for some odd reason, when you mentioned that, I also wanted to throw in another honorable mention.
Okay.
For a collab. is Zingari Man and Sean Meyer of Châtillon Lux, who they did Watchmen.
That's right.
Well, I understand that Sean designed the Fate fragrance. It is not a Châtillon Lux official fragrance. Like he designed it. He worked on it specifically, you know, for Heather at Zingari. But that is a great, great scent as well. You know, some like berries, vanilla, not overly sweet, just like nice. You know, I think they, you know, it's like Stormy Seas is, you know, kind of designed in there. Just a very, it's not dank, you know, as our friend Ross would, you know, love it but
I've called it a dark aquatic. This is going off a sample.
That is excellent. That is an excellent way dark to describe aquatic. It.
Yeah.
It is not a bright aquatic.
Nope.
I would say firefighter is a bright aquatic. Well, maybe a woody aquatic.
Woody, yeah.
Yeah, woody aquatic. Like
so cedary, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And that, but yeah, dark aquatic. I only have the fragrance.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. I enjoyed when Heather released number one with Byron Parfums last year. You know, and I also feel like if I'm going to, you know, get the something like that, you know, with the parfum and, you know, do it justice, like we both know and you know, several artisans and stuff like that know as well, is like you can only get so much from the soap.
Yeah.
You know, you get a little bit more in the splash or the balms if, you know, that's what that, I mean, that's the thing right now.
The post-shave.
Yeah, because of the alcohol shortage.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wanted to, you know, kind of take the fragrance for what it is. So I just decided to pick up a bottle of I think it's an Extrait de Parfum. And it's nice. It's really, really nice.
We actually have a trio of questions from Reyes Restores. So here's question number two. Which was your most memorable video for the WCS Daily Shave series?
Okay. So for those of our listeners that don't know, both John and myself do our part of West Coast Shaving's Daily Shave series where, you know, new releases, existing products, stuff like that, will kind of give our thoughts, reviews. I don't want to say, you know, sometimes it's a first impression, sometimes it's just, mm-hmm. you know, talking about it in general. And so, you know, because of that, you know, we're very blessed to be able to, you know, use a lot of new product or, you know, stuff that, excuse me, out there. The most memorable videos, there's two that come to mind. You know, I don't want to like drag it on too quickly, but, you know, and they weren't this year. They were, you know, I think from a couple of years back. One of them was for the Gillette Guard, which is a plastic cartridge razor that is made for the Indian shaving market. It is incredibly cheap. It is a single blade with a like a half, almost like a not really open comb, but it has like a comb like design. And I strictly bought it and did a review on it for a travel razor. You know, before obviously COVID happened, you know, I was a predominantly carry-on only travel, you know, traveler, and you cannot have double-edged blades, single-edged blades. You can't have you can't carry those with you. So you either have to buy them at your location, mail them to you. That's just, you know, a pain in the butt. So I wanted to have something, and, you know, having a cartridge was kind of like the compromise, but I saw that, you know, it's available and you can get it like, you can get it, you know, at West Coast. I don't even know if you can get a West Coast Shaving right now anymore, but it's very cheap. You know, like I think like the handle was like $3 or $4. And then you know, if you go on Amazon or something, like the little cartridges are as cheap as like a quarter or 50 cents, you know, perfect for just a very, you know, like cheap shave and whatnot. And it's like my second most popular, like most viewed video on the West Coast Shaving Daily Shave series. And then the first one is Cremo. And
yes, you're quite proud of that fact.
I literally, you know, and I don't know, like if anyone, if Abe or any of the guys of, you know, at West Coast Shaving, you know, like, you know, hear this or watch this. Yeah. You know, I remember, for those of you that know, like our friend Abraham, he's the one that kind of collaborates and, you know, nudges everyone as far as getting, you know, that whole series together. And I told him, I said, I want to do a video on Cremo. And he's like, no, like, no. And at the time I said, why? Like, it's a relatively new product. You know, it's very unique in the market. And I think it was available. You can buy it in store. You could buy it at stores at the time, you know, like Target and stuff. And it is the most popular Daily Shave video on there. I think it has like 10,000 views or something like that of me shaving. Like, oh, I know it's over 10,000. And it's just hilarious because I know for a fact that they do not carry it anymore because Cremo got so big, they basically said, oh, our minimum order is something like 10,000. And I do not blame them for wanting to keep in stock 10,000 tubs of Cremo when you could buy it at Target, you know, or Walmart or wherever. But it's still just, I think it's just a funny product video because, you know, it just kind of shows that people are searching for it and whatnot. So those are my two favorite WCS Daily Shave for like probably the opposite reasons, you know, why they should be watched at all.
Yeah. And I had to look back a little bit, but so my most memorable video is the second video I ever did for West Coast Shaving. And this was for, this came out around Thanksgiving 2019. And the story behind that one, so the product was Mammoth Soaps Kryptonite. Mm. And this is still, you know, Mammoth Soaps, I think we mentioned them before. I'm friends with the artisan Ben, and very, very, very limited, you know, kind of small drops. It has recently changed with the recent drop of Moon Indigo, where that, I think that product lasted for at least a week this time around.
So the redrop.
The second release.
Part, in the cart due.
Yeah. So there, it's great to see them expand and be more readily available. So, but Kryptonite was like, this is still back in the middle of immense popularity. I picked up the soap from Ben because he lives about 10 minutes away from my family, not far from our hometown that we both grew up in. And I shaved with it either that night or the night after. But coupled with just having a new soap, really excited to use it, like a synthetic menthol kind of, scent, very straightforward. It's also a green soap, like Ninja Turtle mutagen green. But also, I started losing my voice. in that video, if you go back, which is still there, my voice is very hoarse. By the next morning, I couldn't talk. So I'm trying to push out this video. Very
this
raspy.
Is the greatest soap ever.
Kryptonite is the best. You know. I mean, it wasn't far from that. Or like once it really, whatever it was I had, once it really set in, I could, it might have been strep because I think it also hurt like a mother. So I basically like, it's good I was able to get that video done when I did. But it just had some kind of funny surrounding circumstances. That was the second one. And the third and last question from Reyes Restores, and thanks Reyes for for all the questions. But this last one, what was the most surprising and most disappointing product you tried this year?
Surprising. I don't know about disappointing. I mean, to be honest, like, I buy quite a bit, but I also sell quite a bit. So sometimes, you know, it just, you know, you don't have it long enough. you know, and if I don't, if I sell it, you know, quickly, it's just because I either haven't used it in months and I'm just like, you know, I should just get rid of it, or the scent just didn't hit me, you know, like maybe the way I wanted to. I can't really say anything was, you know, surprising.
No.
I feel
no, like no new, new product or anything like that, that kind of really blew you away.
Maybe going back to that Colonial Silversmith. Like I said, I was surprised that it was as smooth as it is. It's like I said, like, I mean, and it's also not a real, it's not a very expensive razor either. I think the retail was $125.
Okay.
Stainless steel razor. You know, excellent razor. So I don't, I could be wrong. It could be a little bit more than that too. I don't know the exact price on it.
That's okay. In that ballpark.
But yeah, that's probably it. Again, recency bias, you know, because I got it at the end of the year. But as far as disappointing, like, I try not to set myself up for disappointment, you know, at least software wise. And that's what I'm usually assuming. Hardware wise, I'm not really disappointed in anything, because I kind of know what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah.
You know, but I can't think of anything like overly disappointing this year. Maybe the most disappointing thing is that I couldn't really try everything that I want, you know, like try everything.
So my surprising choice would be a razor as well. And it was the razor I was doing some tests with before the Rockwell. And that was actually thanks to Yost Acost. He lent me his carbon shaving 316L, the razor, which I've actually borrowed before from another mutual friend of mine and Gerard's, Tonality, or I don't know which name to go by. Tonality.
We'll go Tonality. He knows.
Okay, he knows who he is.
All right.
And so Tonality had given me a chance to try the carbon razor, stainless steel, and that went well, but I think it was still kind of like, it was a mental block as far as like, would I actually pick it up? But then when I borrowed it again from Yost this time around, he included the carbon fiber handle, which it might not be a looker, because the carbon fibers are kind of, I really like the carbon razor design, but some people don't like that carbon fiber look. I have no problems with it. Most importantly, it gave it a lighter weight. And for whatever reason, that combination of that razor with the Astro Blade and the lighter handle, it was so nimble, Gerard, and just the way it handled. I feel like I'm not into cars, but like I would imagine someone who's really into cars, when they, you know, their dream car, the way it handles and the tires, etc., how they would describe it, that's kind of how it felt with this trial. Just I even got to go back and forth between the stainless steel handle and the carbon fiber handle, and like that's a clear winner. That makes it more pricey, unfortunately. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll have to save some stimulus check, or I turn 40 this spring. Yeah, I know this face might not look it, but
Asian don't raisin, baby.
That's right. But that's
right.
That's happening. Yeah, that's happening in the spring. And yeah, maybe it'll be a nice, nice way to celebrate that. I don't know. Because, yeah, so that was definitely surprising, right? Because it's a razor I used before. And you wouldn't think, like, what makes me wonder, do I just throw on like any old lighter handle? I don't think it works that way. There's something about the way it was, you know, kind of designed and balanced, etc. But that's my choice for surprising. And disappointing, kind of like how you're saying, it's probably going to be scent-wise, because, you know, we are largely in blind buying these things, unless it's a dupe of a cologne that we own or has smelled. But I will say disappointing, it's going to be Noble Otter RAR, because no other product would I say I wanted to like more than that one, given the story behind the soap, the awesome label, excuse me, with that one, with the otter dressed up in a Godzilla costume. But the scent just wasn't for me. It's not offensive, mind you. I don't hate it, but it wasn't, it's not something I'd really reach out for because it's got this like...
It's a bright floral.
Yeah, too floral, too I say green because it's like vegetal as opposed to... it's a dandelion. Is that right? One of the notes? Yeah. So I think it's too much dandelion for me. Not words I would ever think I would say. But it's like a sweet green. It's kind of like what comes off as. And it's just what really wasn't my jam. So, I mean, same as you. I either, you know, give away or sell product I'm just not going to use. And I was sad to see that one go, but I don't miss it. I'm glad I discovered Firefighter, which became my second favorite of the Noble Otter scents I've tried. So it's okay. You win some, you lose some. So disappointing in that I wanted to like it more, but I was kind of prepared for it anyway. It's not like a huge letdown, but that's the probably the best candidate for that category.
There you go. The hog has spoken. So, okay, I'll go through the next question. This is from Phil Niche UK. I'm going to assume it's Phil Niche UK. It could be Niche Chuck. But, what is your opinion on scooping soap from the puck or tub to load from a bowl? I basically will scoop if the soap is really soft. That's essentially it. If it's hard, I'm going to just load from the tub. That's my general rule. I guess the only exceptions I have are if I'm kind of like 50-50 on if I'm going to keep the soap or not, I'm going to smell it first. I will scoop so that I can, because I know some people are very iffy about using product, that was already loaded from the tub. So I'd rather just say, if I sell something, to say, scooped once, scooped twice, that's it. But other than that, because I don't lather, I don't particularly bowl lather. I I'll load from the tub or the bowl, and I develop the lather on my face. So that's just me.
My answer is actually the same as Gerard. I prefer lathering from the tub anyway. I feel like I get a better lather because it's just what I'm used to. As far as people who primarily bowl lather, you do you. I am more anti-blooming than anti-scooping. So
definitely. Blooming is bad, and you should feel bad, okay? Fight me. If you don't agree with me, fight me. Let's do it.
Oh, no. I'll go. Okay. So throwing down your gauntlet for that one? Okay.
All right. So next question. Scented post-shave or unscented post-shave? This is from BVSA Pike.
Our friend from Reddit.
Yep.
So, quick answer for this one is if it's splash, I do prefer scented, matching splash. I'm pretty matchy-matchy. But then when it comes to balm, which I should finish it with in the cooler weather, I go unscented.
Yeah. I've been avoiding picking out matching splashes because I've kind of gotten into the fragrance side of things. And so, for sure soap, I use a lot of unscented post-shave. I have unscented, like, witch hazel. I have Zingari's unscented balm. I have some unscented splashes as well from like Southern Witchcrafts. It is scented, but I use also Good Oleo from Vita, yep. The oil blend. The scent goes away, pretty quickly. But then,
yeah, like I said, I would call that one unscented. It's unscented because it's just the base.
It's scented. Like,
you say scented?
It's scented. Like, you smell, there is a definite smell to it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, like, because if I'm going to, it goes away pretty quickly because as it kind of absorbs into your skin, it'll go away within maybe like 30 minutes or so. But like I said, I'm leaning on trying to pair more with, like, finding a fragrance that matches more. Mm-hmm. With that said, I still have a lot of matching aftershave splashes. I have a shit ton of matching aftershave splashes. And if it is something, again, like, I don't know, you know, if it's something that, that, for example, does not have, you know, a fragrance, like a EDT or EDP attached to it, and, you know, I know it's maybe from an artisan that, like, goes heavy on the fragrance, you know, in the splash.
Mm.
But I feel like this year, so many artisans are not doing the splashes, you know what I mean? So many are just offering the matching balms. I mean, a few are still offering splashes, but it's like right now, I'll say right now, lean unscented post-shave for most of the things, you know?
Yeah.
But no judgment either way, right?
I think just to kind of add a little bit to my answer, I think because I'm doing the matchy aftershaves a lot of times, I don't want to chase down like matching bombs. That's for me, that's where I draw the line. So I might try like a new artisan's unscented bomb, but I'm not going to chase down and match each soap with that bomb, because that's just, I don't know, for me that's I call that excessive, but it doesn't exactly track when you're like, why do you have 50 plus aftershaves just to match the scent? So
yeah, I mean,
draw the line somewhere.
My day is more practical. It's like, rather than spend the $15-$20 in the aftershave,
yeah,
that will not last more than 2 to 4 hours. You know, there are a few that last longer, but for the most part, you know, like they don't, you know, the fragrance oil isn't there.
Yeah.
Why not just put a little bit more and just get the matching splash, you know, or I'm sorry, matching fragrance, EDT, EDP, whatever.
Right.
You know, you and many artisans offer very reasonable fragrances in some of their scents. Barrister and Man, I think, like, you know, Seville is like $30, you know, for the EDT if you like that. You know, a couple, like their base, their like mainstay line of, you know, shaving fragrances. I don't know if it's the same for like, I think Baudelaire on West Coast Shaving was like $40, right? Something like that. I don't know how much.
Very, very, very reasonable.
Very reasonable. Southern Witchcrafts, I think all of theirs are $30, right? I'm trying to think who else has like reasonable, you know. First Line Shave comes to mind. I think they're, you know, a lot of theirs are also dupes of fragrances, but I think it's like $30-$35, you know, for stuff like that. Like, you know, so if I'm already spending $15 to $20 on an aftershave, I might as well. And if an artist, you know, if they offer it in the fragrance, I'm just going to pick up the fragrance. I'll enjoy it more for myself. So.
Makes sense.
Rich Razor, do you guys rank number one and why? Duck Fat, $49.49.
I think we covered that one. Right?
Go back an hour ago. So
top,
there you,
top three, current top three kind of answers right, that.
There you go. Okay. Favorite declaration, not batch, and why? From Hawaii, Shave 326. you want to go for it? Or?
Yeah, sure. Of the ones that I own currently and I've been fortunate to borrow, I still enjoy B6 the most, because I think it's soft, splays easily, but it's got backbone for a face lather, and it's got a little bit of gel but not too much, so it's the right proportion of all those factors for me.
All right, so yeah, I've tried B3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, A+, and 10. And now it's also kind of a loaded question, because I very much feel that the size of the brush is huge. I've used a 24 millimeter declaration and it feels nice, but it doesn't feel nearly as luxurious as a 28, right? The ones I own, personally, they're all 26s, just because I feel like, you know, it's like a good size for my face, you know, and stuff like that. But yeah, the ones that I've, out of all the ones I've tried, see, it's tough to say favorite. You know, I'm going to just talk about the ones that I own because I have the most experience with them. Even the ones I borrowed and stuff like that, you know, like it's been a while, so I can only give, you know, like, I, you know, a little bit of input, you know, trying feedback, trying to remember. But I own the 3, 8, and 9A plus. I actually like all of them pretty even, but just for different reasons. B3 is known for being the scritchiest, the roughest, you know, hair. And that may be true, but like my B3 is really nice. It's actually quite soft. B8 has the best backbone for me. And actually, B8 was the first declaration knot I ever tried. And I tried it in a Jefferson handle, and I was just blown away by it. And I got B9A plus, and the plus element is because Scott treats the hair a little bit, so it has some you know, extra jelly tips, not super jelly, but you know, plus, you know, plus some gel treatment in there. And I'm typically not a fan of overly gelled knots. I feel like they're slimy. They don't, you know, lather very well for me. I've talked about that, you know, in the past, but it's just, it is like right there in terms of how nice it is. It's probably, you know, and out of the ones that I have and what are currently available, if you, you know, choose to get a knotting service from Scott, right now all he has is B3 and 9A/9A+. I would definitely probably tell a person to go with 9A+. Mm-hmm. On there. But yeah, I mean, again, it's kind of a cop-out answer, but yeah, it's almost like if you have, like, I'm not into cars, but you know, people who are into cars, they like different ones for different reasons of how, like, how they, you know, it fits when they sit in it or how they drive it, or, you know, just the kind of story behind it.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm going with, you know, with it. So yeah, let's see. Oh, we have another question from him as well. from Shave326.
Yeah.
So, favorite soap from Europe?
That one's an easy choice for me. It's one of my favorite discoveries from 2020. It's not new by any means. It's Panacrema Nuevia. Love it. Love it.
So, So John actually sent me samples of it, and I haven't used a single one yet.
So it's okay. I just used the sample that you gave me like months ago,
like a year ago. Like, it feels like, or like at least 6 or 8 months ago.
It's a while, right? Yeah.
You know, you know, I have so many samples. I feel like, you know, you're doing 30 days of, you know, straight razor shaving right now. I might power through them.
That'd be fun.
You know, maybe not 30 days straight, but, you know, I mean, the one that just comes to mind is probably Euphros.
Okay.
That's, yeah, I mean, I enjoy Euphros. You know, I think I've used Extra Cost Messy as well. I had a chance to use it, which was also, it was okay. Like, I didn't hate it or anything like that. But yeah, I'll say Euphros, like very solid, yeah. Very, very strong scents. And that, I guess that'll be my answer. That's what I'm going to go with.
Just wondering, have you tried SV, Saponificio Verasino?
No, I have not.
So I might have to send you a tub to try.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
It's so great. It's also a very good one.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Okay. And our last question from Dramtastic Shaving 2.0, your favorite budget soap company. I don't,
Sterling?
It's kind of a loaded question. Yeah, I mean,
oh, because what do you consider budget, or what's the price point?
Like, best bang for your buck for sure, Sterling. Like, I think for sure, right?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I immediately thought of Sterling when I saw that question.
Yeah, that is the easy go-to answer. Just some other ones I'm going to throw out there.
Yeah, sure.
Stubble Buster, which is, you know, they're basically all clone dupes, which is the kind of sister company of Chiseled Face Grumatorium. I think last I heard, they were basically just clearancing out all of, you know, the old soap because they're going to like do rebatches. And I think a fair assessment was that the fragrance was a little bit light. Yeah. And I think Ron from Chiseled Face said he's going to up the fragrance in the next batch of releases for Stubble Buster.
Oh, but, that's great. That's great to hear. I thought it was going clearance because it's just being discontinued. I thought it's a fantastic soap base.
Yeah, really, really excellent soap base. And I think like at full price, it's like $8-$9.
Really good. If there's still any left on the Grumatorium site, I highly recommend giving it a try. But yeah, that's good to hear. It was pretty light scented. I had two of them, and I think I wanted giving them to friends. But yeah, I'm glad the scent is being boosted. And just all the different clones that were chosen, I thought are great. Like there's some great old school ones. Some like it's like from the kind of like a hits radio channel, like your favorites from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Like it hits a lot of really nice colognes in that lineup.
Yeah, very, very good. So that would, you know, that's out there. Like anyone, I feel like it's hard to also say, you know, budget soap, because that's a thing, like, you know, budget meaning price point. In this hobby, nothing is, you know, overly, you know, like inexpensive. Going back to Sterling, you know, a good way to budget is just to get the samples, because Sterling samples are 1 ounce and that's huge. That's so
very
much.
Very generous. Yeah.
Super generous samples. And they're only like, you know, like $3, $4, you know, if that. So you can, you know, get quite a few for that reason as well. But yeah, I think in this hobby, the reason nothing is ever really a budget soap, because you're not just buying one and you're done. You know, you will buy two or three or four, and then next month happens and a new release drops. And before you knew it, you know it, oh, I'm doing it to save money. And here I am just, you know, like a ridiculous mail call, you know, like 10 soaps, 2 brushes, a razor, and a partridge in a pear tree by the end of it, right? So there we go. And that was the last question.
Well, that's going to do it for today's episode of Lather Talk. We want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're so glad to be back. It's a, you know, brand new year. Gerard, can you tell everyone where they can find you?
Yeah, you can find me primarily on Instagram at Hey Gerard Shaves. That's probably the easiest way of getting a hold of me. If you make a comment, drop a comment in this on YouTube, then I will definitely take a peek and can respond that way as well. But yeah, that's primarily it.
Awesome. And you can reach me pretty much anywhere as Latherhog. Instagram, latherhog@gmail.com, and of course on YouTube as Latherhog. You can find me all those ways. I'm checking on behalf of Gerard too, so I'll make sure that he sees any comments. So yeah, so that's gonna do it. Thank you guys so much. We hope you take care, stay safe. Until next time.
Thank you.